When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If this were a Failure Friday episode, we're talking about soap here, I might say something about how the profits washed away or went down the drain, something to that effect. But even though I'm disappointed to not be able to use that pun, it's actually much better for the business owner because this is a Throwback Thursday segment. Everything's going okay in their business. Everything's going well, in fact. Well, there's a number of updates. You'll hear from them directly. But the point is, it's not a failure, not a disaster. So let's take an in-depth look at somebody whose story has evolved since we first featured them. That's what it's all about here on Side Hustle School every Thursday. Throwback Thursday / Where Are They Now? Let's see, what did we do last week? Last week, we heard from a voice actor who uses Fiverr to build his portfolio before trying his hand at the booming video game industry. And that was also a special leap year episode, February 29th, which only comes around, well, you know, every 4 years. We're back on track now, normal date, episode 2623. We're going to revisit the story of a New England soap maker who turns a small artisanal craft into a thriving business. As noted, what has happened since we first heard from them? Well, let's see. This is Eliza. Let's hear from Eliza. I'll come back at the end with a quick wrap-up.
Hi, I'm Eliza, and my experience into the world of soap making started in my small kitchen in New England, inspired by the region's rich history of craftsmanship and natural beauty. When I first shared my story, I was experimenting with recipes and techniques, selling my soaps at local farmers markets. Today, my business has blossomed into something else, maintaining its roots in tradition while embracing the new. My initial soaps were simple, made with locally sourced ingredients like wildflower honey, lavender, and sea salt. They were a hit at local markets, but I knew I needed to expand my reach. That's when I embraced online marketing. I built a website and started using social media to share my soap-making process, which resonated with people who valued transparency and natural products. One of the unique challenges I faced was scaling production without losing the artisanal quality that set my soaps apart. I invested in slightly larger equipment that maintained the handcrafted approach but increased efficiency. I also started collaborating with local artisans, incorporating their crafts like hand-carved wooden soap dishes and woven washcloths into my product line. A significant turning point was when I decided to create a limited edition soap inspired by New England's autumn foliage. It was a blend of maple, cinnamon, and apple essences, and the response was highly positive. This launch wasn't just successful in sales. It set the tone for my seasonal collections, which became highly anticipated among my customers. Navigating the e-commerce world was a learning curve. I focused on creating an engaging online shopping experience, from the aesthetics of the website to the personal notes I included in each order. I used email newsletters to keep my customers informed about new products, soap making workshops, and special offers. One heartwarming aspect of my business has been community involvement. I've conducted soap making workshops at local schools and community centers, sharing my craft and passion for natural products. These workshops not only helped in marketing my business, but also in building a loyal local customer base. For those aspiring to start a small craft-based business, my advice is to find the balance between tradition and modernity. Stay true to your craft, but don't shy away from using digital platforms to reach a wider audience. And most importantly, let your passion shine through your products. Today, my soap-making business is not just about selling soaps. It's about offering a slice of New England's natural charm. Each bar of soap holds a story of tradition, nature, and a passion turned into a livelihood. As I look to the future, I'm excited to continue this journey, crafting products that cleanse and connect.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Big thanks to Eliza for sharing those updates with us. Listeners, let me know what you think, who you'd like to see featured from our archives of well over 1,000 stories, more than 2,600 total episodes now. Thank you so much for being out there. Thanks for your support. You're amazing. We make this podcast for you every day. Notes and resources on the website, sidehustleschool.com. I'm sharing every day on social media. Would love to connect wherever you are. And of course, I'll be back again tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.